Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we go into your word, I ask the Holy Spirit to come to be with us, Father, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto thy word, Father, and to give us a greater understanding of it, so that we, Father, are sure of the truth of thy word and not the deceiving things that man, Father, is seeing us with this day and time. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're in 1 Kings chapter 7. We had just finished yesterday with verse 39 because it was quite lengthy, and we had went through 6, and we got this 4 and 7. Verse 39 that we ended with, we're still describing work that was going on, that Solomon had going on. Verse 39, we left, and he put 5 bases on the right side of the house, 5 on the left side of the house, and he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward over against the south. So we're going into 40. And Hiram made the levers and the shovels and the basins. So Hiram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of the Lord. These are all things that Hiram had made for this house of the Lord. 41. The 2 pillars and the 2 bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the 2 pillars and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the chapiters, which were upon the top of the pillars. The 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of pomegranates for one network to cover the two bowls of the chapters that were upon the pillars. 43. And the 10 bases and 10 levers on the bases. 44. And one sea and 12 oxen under the sea. 45. And the pots and the shovels and the basins and all these vessels which Hiram made to King Solomon for the house of the Lord were of bright brass. 46. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them. In the clay around between Sukkoth and Zarethan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighted because they were exceedingly many. Neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertain unto the house of the Lord, the altar of gold, the table of gold, whereupon the showbread was, and the candlesticks of the pure gold, five on the right side and five on the left, the article, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowl, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoon, and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord, and Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold, and the vessels did he put among the treasure of the house of the Lord. Now, we find here, we don't know how or where they found the gold or how they got it, but we find that most everything was covered with an awful lot of gold. Now, we have finished here with chapter 7 and chapter 8. Is another very, very long chapter. In fact, it's ...66 verses to it. So you know we're not going to get all the way through it today. Now, we're not this morning. Probably not today. Now, as we go into 8, here in verse 1, then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month Ethereum, which is the seventh month. 3. And all the elders of Israel came and the priest took up the ark. Now 4. They brought up the ark of the Lord and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. What we find there, just for the significance of the Ark of the Covenant, it says, see the note on chapter 6, 16 through 22. And although the Ark is now in permanent residence, the final abiding presence of God among his people was not, would not occur here in Solomon's temple. The Chronicle reports the bringing in of the ark by great rejoicing, praise, and song. All the company bringing in of the ark. Now, and King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, placing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto this place, and to the articles of the house, to the place, even under the wings of the cherubims. 7. For the cherubim spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the articles, and they were not seen without. And there they are unto this day. Now, 9. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests would come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. There in 9, talking about those two tables of stone, only the two tables of stone were not kept within the ark, in the presence of the table, the stone on which were written the Ten Commandments, was a constant reminder of God's covenant with the children of Israel, them a holy nation and a kingdom of priests. And we know that they were put in the ark, or the altar, in the ark. Now, there was nothing in the ark save the two tables from it. Okay, now verse 10. And it came to pass, when the priests would come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. 11. So that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, so the glory of the Lord had filled the house. 12. Then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. Now, as we look in the 10 through 12, as the glory of the Lord had filled the tabernacle at its inauguration, so also it fills the temple. Reverend Nicka, scholars, spoke of the visible presence of God dwelling with his people as the glory. The Shekinah glory had been with Israel at Sinai, had gone with them through the wilderness wandering, and had led them unto the promised land. Although it would later leave the temple, it would return to the millennial temple and to his redeemed people, Israel. However, before that future day, God again tabernacled among his people in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, who, having secured man's redemption, now dwelleth within the believer whom he has taken into union with himself. Ultimately, all believers will enjoy God's presence throughout all eternity. And note that as the glory of the Lord had filled both tabernacle and temple at their inauguration, so the Holy Spirit came in visible fire to the church at its inception. You can find that in Acts 2:1-4. Now, we find here in Kings the prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's talking about what the believers and all of them could obtain and could do, and how they would receive glory and all the way back here in 1 Kings. Now, 13. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. 14. And the king turned his face about and blessed all congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. 15. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David, my father, and has with his hand fulfilled it, saying, 16. Since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. 17. And it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. He's letting them know that Solomon victorially addresses and takes the form of praise to God for his faithfulness to his people and to the terms of the covenant with David. All that Solomon had accomplished had really been done by God's hand. Now, Verse 18. And the Lord said unto David my father, whereas it was in my heart to build a house unto my name, that thou didst well, that it was in thy heart. Now, 19. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build a house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build a house unto my name. You see, the Lord God knows everything. Now he told David that he wouldn't build a house. He wasn't supposed to. His son, Solomon, was supposed to. And he did. Now, nevertheless, thou shalt not build a house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. 20. And the Lord has performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of David my father, and set on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. We're going to 22. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. 23. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all thy heart, who has kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thy hand as it is this day. Now, 25. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. You see, Solomon is always talking to God. We call it praying. But he was talking to him just as God, but also as if he was standing right there with him. He could feel his presence just that strong. And that's because he really had fellowship with him. Because he was walking just as he was told to walk. And this is what you and I need to be doing today. We're just like Solomon. Walking and doing the things that God has asked of you and I to do. But most don't. We have our own way. Well, I've got all of this going, and I've got all these bills, and I have to do this. If you would follow the Word of God, you wouldn't have all of that. And if you were to set your priority up as you should have, you wouldn't have all of that. Think about it. 26. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David, my father. 27. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heavens and heavens, and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built. 28. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today. You hear this prayer? Now, 29. That thine eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel when they shall pray for this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest again. These last three verses is all been his prayer. Actually, 4, 27, 28, 29, and 30 has all been. Now, we're still going with this prayer. 31. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to come, to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house. 32. Then hear thou in heaven, and do the judge, thy servant, commanding the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justify the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. Now, we are not really yet done with it. Some prayer, huh? When thy people, Israel, be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people, Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, that thou teachest them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon the land which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. 37, if there be in the land famine, and if there be pestilence, blasting mildew, locusts, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hand toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men. 40, that they may fear thee all the days they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. What a fair. And none of it really for himself. He's praying for the people of Israel and the things that will be going on with them, and for them to receive the forgiveness that is needed. And with verse 40, we are going to stop there. And God willing, 41 this evening, and hopefully finish out this chapter. Trying to think here. We've got actually 22 chapters of First Kings, and we're right now about the middle of chapter 8. But we are seeing how these men of the Bible really stood with the Lord God, and how they worked with him. And it was a lot different than what we are doing today. And yet our way was made a lot easier for us to come to the Lord God than it was for them. We are supposed to walk so much different. And yet, we haven't. A lot of that here in the day of which we live in right now has been because of the difference in the teaching of our churches, how they have went down and gotten away from the truth of God's word, making their own ways and living by the way they think instead how the word tells them to live. And we're seeing it more and more and more. And yet they'll use a verse here and there, but they're not really teaching us the word of God, because they'll take that verse and they'll make it into a story of something about their lives or someone else that they know of, but they'll make it into a big, long story that really hasn't taught the congregation anything about the Word of God. And then a lot of things they are teaching, scriptures that they're teaching, they've twisted and turned to make it contrary to what the Lord God has really said. If you got more out of this than that, I know that a lot don't like to hear a lot of just things this way of what's going on and all. But the main thing is seeing how those of the old Bible really walked with the Lord God and how they dealt with it. Now, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I shut the word, I thank you for the word, Father, for the Lord Jesus, and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, may we learn how to walk strong in thy word and in the truth of thy word, so that we are better equipped, Father, to help others that are walking in darkness, that need to hear the gospel, Father. Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for peace for them. Father, I pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. Father, this land in which I live, a land, Father, that had been blessed by you, turned its back, Father, starting with our courts and our government. They've taken Jesus out of every place he was in. And they have brought so much evil upon the people of this land and the land itself. And they are working right now, Father, to bring more. And I pray that never happens, Father. Not yet, anyway. Because, Father, we are standing in need of a great revival, so that we can get that last one saved, Father, that is to be saved. And then we will see the coming of the Lord Jesus for his church. Father, be with us. Give us great power and authority, Father, to speak and to work in Jesus' name as the Holy Spirit, Father, will work through us. Because on our own, Father, we can do nothing. But with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we can do all things. Now, Father, be with us through this day. Keep us all in health and heal those, Father, that has any sickness or disease going on. Heal them, Father, this day. And bring them close to the Lord Jesus and to you. Bring them to within fellowship, because that is what is needed, Father, our fellowship with the Lord. Now, Father, bring us all back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and be with us as we get back in to your word, Father. And keep us through this day in righteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Pray you'll all be back with me this evening. Have a great day.